I want to begin by mentioning that I misread this Happy Lent card that John gave me. It says Happy Lint. And I thought that was just a misspelling of Lent until I look at the bottom and it says, joke. Why don't we clean it out? Cleaning out the lint. That is what Lent is all about. Amen. Perfect sermon. Oh my. The Old Testament lesson for this first Sunday of Lent comes from the prophet of Joel, reading from the second chapter. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. But a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from of old, nor will there be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God. For God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether God will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. Amen. If you'll look up here, we have this shell that is filled with ashes that we used at our Ash Wednesday service, the imposition of ashes, earlier this week. And I asked the following question. What does the season of Lent mean for us today? Especially for progressive Christians who do not hold as tightly onto church tradition. Well, I answered this way. Lent basically means the same thing it always has. And I added, and that is a good thing. For we must be cautious about not throwing something out just because it's traditional. So this year, on this first Sunday of the church season of Lent, I want to begin with an admonition from the Presbyterian Book of Common Worship that I shared at that Ash Wednesday service. I invite you in the name of Christ to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and penitence, by prayer and fasting, by works of love and generosity, and by reading and meditating on the Word of God. In order for that invitation to be meaningful, though, for you and me, perhaps it's best to begin with some basics about this liturgical season of Lent. And much of this may be familiar to many of you, but I have learned not to assume that. Especially in our day and age, when people come to a particular church from a wide variety of religious and faith traditional backgrounds, many of which do not even use the liturgical church calendar. And as I mentioned during the time with the children, the word Lent is from the Old English word Lenten, meaning springtime, the time of the year when we notice new birth and new growth due to days with more sunshine and more light, even though, again, today's not a great example. The season of Lent is a 40-day period of time, not including Sundays, prior to Easter. And somewhat similar in purpose to the season of Advent before we celebrate Christmas, The Christian church uses this time of Lent for the purpose of preparing for the celebration of Easter. And it does so by taking stock and a good, hard look at our own lives and our own journeys of faith. Yes, as individuals, but also as a community of faith, the church. For when we do, we'll hopefully see how God has been and is actively working in our own lives and in the lives of others. And in the process, however, we come to realize the reality that living the Christian way of life does not make our life any less difficult or any freer of temptations. That's why every year on the first Sunday of Lent, the assigned lectionary gospel passage is Jesus' 40-day struggle in the wilderness with his temptations. So as Lent begins, we are to focus, again individually and as a congregation, on the wilderness experiences that we face. And, yes, the temptations that we struggle with most. Ultimately, then, Lent is meant to be a time of honest self-examination. And most importantly, a time of returning to God and to the ways of God, which basically mean, as Jesus summarized, loving God and love your neighbor as yourself. And this is put into perspective with the following Old Testament passage from the prophet Joel, also a traditional reading at the beginning of this season. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Our hope, then, is that we rediscover, or perhaps discover for the first time, that God's love and grace is indeed sufficient, even if we find ourselves in the midst of very difficult life situations. But the burning question for each of us, therefore, is how do we do that? Historically, Lent has been a time of self-sacrifice, of giving something up, and even some of the necessities as well as the luxuries of life. And this approach was taken as a way to relate better to the sacrifices that Jesus made during his 40-day time in the wilderness following his baptism. And the purpose of self-denial was to help people focus more on their dependence on God. But for many years now, I have advocated not so much a giving something up approach as I have a taking something on approach of drawing closer to God. So perhaps the real question for you and I to ponder and then respond to is what could you add to your daily or weekly routine that would lead you to spiritual renewal? What would it take to revive and energize your spiritual life? Well, the answer on that depends entirely on you. What works spiritually for one person doesn't necessarily work for another. And for example, evangelical hellfire and brimstone meetings just don't work for me, but they do for many. So the traditional list of spiritual practices, you pretty much know these, include things like reading more of the Bible, more study, like in church school or in worship, conversations with others about spiritual matters, prayer, mission work, such as putting in volunteer time at a local nonprofit organization and spending time serving and helping others. Long, peaceful drives in the country always work to draw me closer to God. Or doing something artistic and creative, like photography or drawing or music or working with your hands, all the while reflecting on how God has blessed you with those gifts and talents. Or journaling. How many of you have journaled? Writing about your struggles, your accomplishments, and taking stock of your life and your relationship with God. You know, I once kept a daily journal for over 7 years with hardly a missed day. And it was very helpful to my spiritual life during that moment of time in my journey of faith. And yes, it may mean the hard work of confessing a particular sin or struggling with temptation. And then, with God's help, turning away from that harmful or destructive practice or attitude, and we call that repentance. So, regardless of the path of renewal you'll take, the point of Lent is simple. Do whatever it takes to draw you nearer to God. And perhaps another helpful guideline is looking at the words of the Apostle Paul from Galatians 5:22, where he states that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Great list. And through self-examination, you can ask, am I currently struggling with any of these in my life? If so, perhaps the question to ask this Lent is, what may be blocking my ability to love, to experience joy, to be at peace, to exhibit patience, to be kind, generous, faithful, and gentle, or to exhibit self-control? But here's a confession that I need to share. The further that I delve into what we call progressive Christianity, with its questioning and oftentimes turning away from traditional church doctrine and dogma, many of those traditional spiritual practices that I previously mentioned just don't quite work for me the way they once did. And I wonder, and I wouldn't be surprised, if that's true for many of you as well. Herein then lies the cutting edge of progressive Christianity for me, and I believe for this congregation. For decades, this congregation has been socially and culturally progressive. And for the past several years, that has been extended to become more theologically progressive as we question traditional biblical interpretations and even the understandings of the nature and character of God. But now, I believe that our new frontier is how to understand and develop a more progressive spirituality, connecting with God. Traditionally, we Presbyterians have most often lived out our faith in our mind and through our service. But as our concepts of the nature and character of God progress, grounded in new theological understandings and biblical interpretations, we also need to concentrate more on how we live out the spiritual side of our journey of faith. Our connection with the sacred and the divine in our midst. And that is one of the things I'll be working on during my sabbatical later this spring through the early summer. But in the meantime, let me close with a remarkable reflection on the meaning of Lent by the renowned Catholic author Henry Nouwen. He writes, "I have come to realize the need for returning over and over again. My life drifts away from God. I have to return. My heart moves away from its first love. I have to return. My mind wanders. I have to return. Returning is a lifelong struggle that is renewed each Lent. God's love does not ask any questions. God is glad to see us home." So during this season of spiritual renewal, I invite you, and I invite us as a congregation, to observe a holy Lent, hopefully finding a way for us to journey back to God. Amen.
And as always, know that God goes before you to lead you in that way, that God goes behind you to encourage you, that God goes above you to bless you, God goes beneath you to support you, God goes beside you to befriend you, and God goes within you and each of us to empower us to live our lives to the glory of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer now.